I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands of Ecuadorians are still living in temporary shelters because of the worst flooding in 25 years. Christian Reform Rural Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says their team is helping the survivors in rural areas because floods are likely to last through next month.
The aid we are providing is through the churches, and as such, we are empowering the local churches to reach out beyond even their membership in order to be the hands and feet of Christ. And that is really an empowerment of mission of the local churches, and we see the Spirit greatly moving in that area.
Next, North Korea's human rights violations are great. 200,000 North Koreans are being held in torture camps. Sunday, April 27th is the International Day of Prayer for North Korea. The World Evangelical Alliance is asking believers to pray that God will save this nation. North Korean Christians have routinely suffered torture and execution for their faith. Pray for physical needs and those who have yet to hear the gospel. And why would someone leave a job as a consultant with the United Nations to become a director for Every Child Ministries? Lorella Rouster says it's a case of ministry come full circle for Uganda director David Lubali. His story can inspire others toward kingdom building.
I hope that his example gives hope to people that it's really worthwhile to invest in orphans and in children that might not look like they have a lot of potential now. But if we can just see them through Jesus' eyes, we can realize that they have immense potential.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the CD Passionate Praise 2 from Discovery House Music. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.